going for this daf. Correct with that, exactly. Nobody won this. Always happens. Whenever there's a daf missing, we get emails from all over the world. Does the Rav know? You're missing four lines on this daf. People listening.
March 10th, 2011.
What was that day? Anybody know what was that day? Was it Purim?
We did that. Why? Always
either we ran out of batteries or something. It was a freak accident. I just want to know why, because we were so careful in those days. Okay. Gemara Zevachim Daf Kof Chaf. Let's begin today's Daf on Kuf Yutet Amud Bet, right on the bottom line. Gemara has the following question. Ba'e Rabbi Zera Olat Bamat Yachid. So you have an Olah that was consecrated. Not only consecrated, it was also, they slaughtered it in the Bama Ketana. Then what happened? Chnisa Lefnim, they brought the Korban after it was slaughtered into the Mechitzot of the Bama Gedolah. And then what? Ve'otzi'ah Lachutz. And now they ended up bringing it back out. So it started outside, and then they brought it inside, and then they brought it back outside. So the Gemara wants to know, Mahu, what's the deen? What's the she'ela? Mi amrinan, keman de'ayla, kaltala mechitzta, that once they brought it inside, so the mechitzota koletet. And therefore, they have to bring it back inside, and treat it with all the dinim that are noheg in a bama gedolah. And if it was a Qurban Shilamim or Qurban Todah, they have to bring it inside to make Hanafa. Whereas if it was for outside, there would be no Tinufa. Because we just learned on the previous staff, there's no Tinufa on the Bamat Yachid. But on the Magadola, there is. Odilma, keman de hadar hadar. That once it already went outside, it goes back to the deans of Bama Ketana. Look at Rashi. Sorry, what do we do? Rashi says, Shechnisa.
גרס בדרבי אלעזר שהכניסה לאחר ששחטה בחוץ קלטו ומחיצות לכל דבר
גרס, פיין, עוד עצמו את הגרסה זה מסכת מעילה, על מה?
אף קדשים שנשחטו בממה קטנה שקדימה הם בגדולה כל דין במה גדולה נוהג בהם שמינה מיני נמה שבשעת היתר במה נמה לא נשתנה דין גדולה מלחיתה שתיהן הלשונות דרמי בר חמה.
Okay, that was going on the last Amud over here. That we said that Ufliga de Rabbi Azar, because Rabbi Azar at the end of the Gemara came along and said that if you have a Olat Bamat Yachid, that you brought it inside, Kaltua Mechitzot Lechodavar. So that was the last Daf over there. He's saying over here, Rashi, read again, Shechnisa, Garas bid Rabbi Azar, Shechnisa Lachal Sheshachata Bahutz. So he made shechita b'chutz even. Ve'kaltua mechitzot l'chol davar. That's the way it happens. That's the way he learns it in Masechet Me'ila. Alma, av kedashim shenishchatu b'ma ketana, shekribam b'gedola, all the din of b'ma gedola is going to be noheg. Beautiful. Ve'shamina, what else do you learn from here? Na'ami, de'b'sh'at eter b'ma name, lo nishtana din gedola, melcheta. Fine. Now let's get to our case. Shechnisa lefnim. What's shechnisa b'fnim? No, mahu. Okay, but that's based on what we're learning over here. Okay.
Question I think is because none of the four major things were done to it.
Shechita was done in the Bama Ketana.
Chutz.
Right. You didn't do Zirikat Adam.
It means that if something, one of the four, were done inside, then
it's over. Let's call it. It's over. Shechita. Yani Shechita was done outside. Question is that enough? And then it went in. Does it catch? Lav haynu pluktad Rabav Rabbi Yosef. Rama says, is this not the machloket between Rabav Rabbi Yosef Ditnan in Masechet Me'ila? Kodshe Kadashim Sheshachatan Badarom. Okay, now we know Kodshe Kadashim Shechitatan Basafon. But over here they did the Kodshe Kadashim in the Darom, in the south of the Azara. Mo'alim Bahim. So what happened over here? The Chawra, the Shechita is Pesula. Mu'alim Bahim, the law of Me'ila still applies. I would have said that maybe it's considered the Hanika. Maybe when you slaughter the animal in the wrong place, it's not considered a Shechita. It's considered a Hanika, strangulation. If it's considered a strangulation, there's no Me'ila. Kamashla, no. that even though they slaughtered in the wrong place of the Azara, it's a Shechita, and therefore it's going to be Me'ila. We might do the Gemara a question on this case. Alu, Mahu Shirdu. If they went on the Mizbeah, after you slaughtered them in the wrong place, you put them on the Mizbeah. You shouldn't have put them on the Mizbeah. They're Pasul. But what's the deen? Is it Yirdu? You have to take it down? Well, normally we have a law that says, Kadashim, Shepesulam Bakodesh, that we don't unpaid Dalit, if you brought them up to the Mizbeah, in Muridim Otam, because the Pasul happened in the Kodesh. However, in this case over here, maybe we'll say it's different, because you slaughtered it in the wrong spot. So maybe it's not even considered Pesulam Bakodesh. So Gemara says, Rabba Amar, Yirdu. Rabba actually says, yeah, Yirdu. That once already was Chutz to Mekomo, so that's considered as if it was Nihnak. If it's considered like Nihnak, it was choked to death, so therefore there's no deen of Shaita. So there's no deen of Shaita, you can't bring a Korban as well, that was choked to death. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Lo Yirdu. Rabbi Yosef says, no, even if it was Shalom Mekomo, it's not considered Nihnak, it's considered Pesule Bakodesh, and therefore Im Alu, Lo Yirdu. Now what do you see from over here? This Mahlok between Rabban Rabbi Yosef basically will be the subject of the case we have over. We had a case where you slaughtered it outside and then you brought it inside the Kila'im. So according to Rabba, the Rabba comes along and says that once you slaughtered it outside, it's like Nihnak, it's no good. So the Chaura, the Mechitzot will not be kolet. Yirdu, get rid of them. Put it out. The Sheikh, according to Rabbi Yosef, that says, no, that even if you slaughtered it in the wrong spot and then you brought it in, Lo Yirdu, so it'll hold that when you bring it into the Kila'im, B'di'abad, if you brought it into the Kila'im, it becomes like the Kodesh, the Kila'im HaKolet. So what are you asking me? This is an old Mahloket. Gemara says, no, it's not an old Mahloket. Tiba'ed Rabba, Tiba'ed Rabbi Yosef. My question was, knowing those two opinions, and my question still was being asked, both, against both opinions. Why? Tiba'ed Rabba, Ad Kana Ka'amar Rabba, Ela B'mizbeyah. The hazi le mekadesh, the lo hazi lo mekadesh, which means you're right. Legabe the mizbeach is only going to accept things that it was mekudash for the mizbeach, and if it was not mekudash for the mizbeach, it's not going to accept it. That's why it's mahmid in the case where you slaughtered bedarom, it's not the mizbeach. It's considered nihnak, and that's why it was mahmid over there. However, aval mechitza. Who told you that mechitzot have the law of the mizbeach? Mizbeach is more discerning. The mizbeach only accepts things that are ra'ulo, and not ra'ulo doesn't accept them. Maybe mechitzot even accepts things. Here we're not talking about the mizbeach. He was saying it went into the mechitzot of the bama. Maybe when you bring it into the mechitzot of the bama, it accepts things even that are not ra'ulo over here. Which means we don't have a pasuk over here that says. That davar shalo haya pesulo bakodesh en ha-me'itzot kol tototo. We have a rule by the mizbeah that says that something that is not ra'oi for it is pasul for it. So therefore, if you hold that this is considered hanika, which was stored in the wrong spot, okay, fine. But you don't have a gizlat that says that if something was brought outside, it was not hukdash lifnim, and then you brought it bifnim, that it's not kolet. Maybe it is kolet. Maybe me'itzot have been told in the mizbeah. Or Gemma the other way. Afil Rabbi Yosef, Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Yosef hatam, Ela dehad makom hu. Aval haka de tre mekomot in hu, Lo, od ilma la shena. Meaning, Rabbi Yosef over there will be lenient, because bottom line, you slaughtered the Korban in the Azara. So even though you went from Darom and you're supposed to do Safon, I can say it's one makom. So that's considered Pesulo Bakodesh, and the Mizbeah will be Kolet. Mashiachin over here, that you went from outside to inside, that's two different mekomot. Maybe that's worse. So my question is Adiba Mod, which is regardless what they held by the case of the Mizbeah, it's no proof what they hold the Gaber, the case of the Kila'im. It could be different, could be mamash, opposites. So the Gemara says, Tikun, you're right, it's a question. Ben Rabba, Ben Rabbi Yosef. Milta de Pshita Lil Rabba Bahad Gisa. Lil Rabbi Yosef Bahad Gisa. Bivayel Rabbi Yanai, Debae Rabbi Yanai, Ibre Olat Bamat Yahid, Sha'alu Lamizbeah. Okay, so what's the case over here? You have a Korban Ola, Nishchita Bibama Ketana, outside the Mechitza. And then what? They brought the bones into the Mechitzot, and they brought them on the Bama Gedola. That's our case. You slaughtered it outside and you brought it inside. So it says, Mahu Shiirdu. Question is, do you have to take it outside the off the Mizbeah? Question is it dome to the case of the Ola? That you store it in the Darum and then you put it in the Mizbeah. Now, like a bit of Ola, we had a mahlok between Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. Rabba said, for sure you have to take it off the Mizbeah. And Rabbi Yosef said, you don't have to take it off the Mizbeah. And over here, in a similar case, Rabbi Yanai is questioning. What's his question? Ha'im anu omrim shiirdu ha'evarim min ha'mizbeah kifi shesover Rabba l'gbe kodshe kodashim o shema nitkadesh ha'idei ha'mizbeah v'lo yiridu like Rabbi Yosef. Basically, the safek was asked by Rabbi Yanai, which means l'gabeh the mizbeah was pashut to Rabba one way and Rabbi Yosef a different way. That was pashut to them l'gabeh the mizbeah. He had a question l'gabeh the bama, that if you slaughtered it outside and then you brought it inside, is the Mizbeah collected or not? Why is this different than what we said before? It's the same case.
No, this was brought up on
which means it was not only Nishchat outside, then brought inside, it was actually sprinkled inside and brought inside. Okay, that's a different case already. Now the question is, you put it on the Mizbeah already. Till now we were discussing if the Kila'ima Kolet, Shchat outside, I brought it in. Now the question is it and then it went out. You have to bring it back in again. But here it's talking about we actually brought on the Mizbeah. Oh, so the Chawara, something that was so pashut to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Rava, the Gabe the Ola, that you brought in the wrong spot, whether you take it off or not, he had a She'ila, the Gabe, the Mechitzot. Similar case, you did it outside, you brought it inside. It was Hecha de lo mashla be ma'ur, lo tiv'ilach, where the fire did not yet burn the korban, there is no question on that yet. Why? For sure, take it off. Even it's only talking about after mashla b'hei ma'ur, you still have to take it off. And that the Gemara says, ti ku. Okay, comes the Gemara and continues. Itmar shechitat laila b'mamat yachid. Shechitat laila b'mamat yachid. Okay, what about Shechitat Laila? We know that Shechitat Laila in Bama Gedola is Pasul, like the regular deen of a Qurban. Shechitat Laila is Pasul. But what about a Bama Yachid? Can a guy in the backyard make Shechitat for a Qurban? But Laila. The Gemara says, Rav Shmuel, Hadamar Keshera, Hadamar Pesula. Vekame Palge, Bede Rabbi El Azar. The Rabbi El Azar, Rame Kera, Ahadadeh. One Pasul says, this is Doman in the times the Jewish people fought against the Pelishtim. So the Pasuk says, I'm quoting you the Pasuk, Vaya'at ha'am et ha-shalal, el ha-shalal, they took the spoils, Vayikhu sonu bakar, umne bakar, Vayishpatu arsa, Vayyokhal ha'am al hadam. They ate the korbanot before sprinkling the blood. That's what it means, Vayyokhal ha'am al hadam. They did not sprinkle the blood. And we know that until you sprinkle the blood, the basar of the korban is not mutar. Vayyagidu the sha'ud emor, so they told Shaul, the people are eating the meat before the blood. Yomer begadtem, begadtem meaning you made avera. Golu elai hayom even gedola. Put a rock up to make a bama in order to slaughter or sprinkle the blood in order to be maktir the emurim. And the pasuk says hayom. So what does it mean? Golu hayom. Mashma that what? That shechita is only permissible bayom. Why did he come bayom? The Gemara says, "Uchti." We have another pasuk that says, "Vayom Shaul putzu." Putzu was scattered out. Ba'am. V'matir le'magish ulai ish shorov ish siyo. Everybody bring me their animals. Ushchatem bazev achatem and let them store and eat. Ve'lo te'chud Hashem le'echol al adam. V'yagishu kol am ish shorov biyado halayla ve'ishchatu sham. There it sounds like layla. So make up your mind. How are you going to reconcile the two pesukim? Bon meshane, kan becholin, kan bekadashim. Okay, one reconciliation you could say is that the laila shechita was not korbanot. Stam, they wanted to have a barbecue, wanted to eat something. So it's okay, bring me the korbanot, and bring me the animals, I'm sorry, and we'll slaughter them at night. Shechitat cholin clearly is kasher ba'laila. And the other pesukim, Sambayom, was talking about shechitat kadashim. But the other rabbi answers, Umor Meshane, which is Rav says, Kan Bekoche Bamagedola, Kan Bekoche Bamagetana, that in the Bamagedola, that had to be Bayom. And the stuff that was going on Bamagetana, he said, even bring it to me at night, I could make the Shaita. So therefore, you see, we have a Machloket, Rabu Shmuel, Legabe, Bama Ketana Balaila. It's based on the Machloket over here that we just saw, Legabe, how to reconcile these two Pesukim. If you reconcile it, that it says, Kan Behunin, the Kan Bekadashim, so then Laila is always Pasu. But if you say no, that Laila is Kasher, because the Kasher, one Pasuk is Bamat Yahid, so therefore even Laila will be Kasher Bamat Yahid. Itmar! Olata Bamat Yahid. Ravamar and Torah Shavinituah. Rabbi Yohanan Amar, Torah Shavinituah. Okay, big question. We know that you can bring Olot, Nidarim, Nidabot, let's say, on the Bamat Yahid. Do you need Hefshit? Do you need to skin the Ola and to cut it up into pieces, which is the normal law, the way they always brought it in the Beit HaMikdash? Vefshita Ola, Venatach Ota, Nintacheha. So the Gemara says, Machloket between Rav and Rabbi Yohanan. Vekame Palge, B'debri Yosei Gilili. Netanya, Rabbi Yosei Gilili Omer, Ola, Sheikribu Yisei Bamidbar. The Ola that the Jewish people brought in the Midbar before Har Sinai. It says, En Te'una Efshet Vinituach. They just put it on the Mizbayach as is. Why? She'en Efshet Vinituach Ela Me'ohel Mo'ed Va'ilach. That law did not start until Ohel Mo'ed. If you remember, we explained that in a previous Gemara. It all depends on what they got at Har Sinai. Did they get the law at Har Sinai and the details later on? So it could be they got the law of Olah at Har Sinai, but they didn't get the details of Efshet Vinituah until they got to Ohel Mo'ed. If you say that they got everything at Har Sinai, so already Har Sinai, they already brought it that way. Anyway, Mor Savad, Me Ohel Mo'ed Ba'ilach, once they got the obligation of Efshet Vinituah from Ohel Mo'ed, Lo Shanu Bama Gedola, Lo Shana, Bama Ketana, Mor Savad, Bama Gedola In, Okay, so everybody agrees that it started from Ohel Mo'ed. The question is, to what extent? So one rabbi says that once the law started, it applies to all Bamot. The other rabbi says, no, only Bama Gedola, like the Mishkan, which is the Bamat Sibur, or Mishkan Sibur, as opposed to Bama Ketana, you don't need Hefshet, we need to Tanya came to the Rabbi Yohanan. We have a braita to support Rabbi Yohanan that says what? You need Hefshet Vinituah. Devarim Sheben Bama Gedola Bama Ketana. The following items are the differences between Bama Gedola and Bama Ketana. Keren Vekevesh Viyisod Viribua Bama Gedola. Keren is the corners. Kevesh is the ramp. Yisod is the foundation. Ribua is the square. That has to be Bama Gedola. Ve'en Keren Viyisod Vekevesh Viribua Bama Ketana. Furthermore, Kiyor Vechano Bebama Gedola, the sink in its base. Ve'en Kiyor Vechano Bebama Ketana. Haze Veshok Bebama Gedola. You needed to give them to the Kohen and you had to also wave them. However, En Haze Veshok Bebama Ketana. No waving and no giving them to the Kohanim. Devarim Sheshavta Bebama Gedola Ketana. The things that are similar to both Bamot. Shechita Bebama Gedola Uktana. Of course, both need Shechita. Hefsheta Venituach Begdola Uktana. There you go. That's the proof of Rabbi Yohanan. That Hefshet and Nituach applied Ben Bebama Gedola Ben Bebama Ketana. Dam Matir. And the blood is Matir the Korban. Both. Meaning the Basar Ba'achila Lefnei Zedikat Asur to eat in both places. Umfagel the Machshava of Pigul is going to be Hosel in both places. Bigdola Uktana, Mumin, if the Korban is a Baal Mum, Uzman, you have to do Korban at a certain time. Bigdola Uktana. But again, for this Braita, we need the fact that Hefshet Vinituah applies to both. Aval, Notar, Bazeman, Batame, Shavin, Baze, Ubaze. That's Mishnah. The law of Notar. And the law of Zman, meaning of Pigul, is going to apply, and the laws of Tameh, is going to apply to both Bama Gedola and Bama Ketana. Tanu Rabbanan. Minayin la'asot zeman bebama ketana ki bebama gedola. That what? That if you have, let's say, notar, past the time, it applies to bebama ketana. I could say, maybe no, maybe the notar doesn't apply. Maybe there's no limit to how long you need to meet for. But the Mishnah says, there is. How do you know that? So it says like this. I'll tell you why I need a pasuk. Because without a pasuk, I would have thought that bebama ketana could be, you don't need the law of notar. Why? Deha amra Torah lan. You have a korban that passed its time. Lan lina notar yisaref. V'yoseh yisaref. We know that anything came out of the makom, you have to burn it also. So I would say ma yotzeh kasher bebama, because the whole bama is yotzeh. There's no me'itzot in the bama. Af lan kasher bebama. So I would have said, "Ma yotze kasher, aflan yotze." That's why I need a pasuk to come and tell you it's not. So give us hold it. V'laf kav haomer u'me'afot. Why do I need a pasuk? The chavra can make a kav haomer from the laws of afot. What's the laws of afot? Ma afot she'en hamum posel bahim. Afot does not have a law of mum, like we learned above. There's no tamut v'zachrut. When it came to Ofot, Tamut doesn't have to be Shalem. Because we have to be even a Baal Mum. Zman posel bahem, but Zman is posel by Ofot. Kocheba maketana, Shamum posel, but we just learned that Mum is posel by maketana. And Odin Shazman posel bahem. So we need a pasuk for. It's a Kavah Homer from Ofot. The Gemara says, no, you can't bring it ayah from Ofot. Ofot has a Chumrah. Mali Ofot, Sheken en azar kasher bahem. Tomah beba maketana, Shazar kasher ba. Adrabah, I'll say male ofot that has a chumrah that in a zar kasher bim. And then he's bilika, we said, he's a kohen. And therefore, you can't bring me a ra'ayat that just because there's no deen of, or just because there's a deen of zman by ofot, that there's going to be a deen of zman by bama ketana. Adrabah, ofot has chumrot. That's why zman is no hek bahim. But bama ketana, that zar is mutar bim, maybe there's no deen of zman either. Lo yezman pasuba. Maybe zman will not be pasuba. So that's why you need a pasuk. So all we're doing is justifying why you need a pasuk to tell me zman is pasul. Because you cannot learn it from a kavahomer from Ofot, because I can break the kavahomer. So what is the pasuk? Tabod lomar. The pasuk says in the beginning of the parashah of Notan by Klazayim, Bezot Torat Zevach Hashelamim. So it's coming to teach you that this is the Torah of Zevach, that there's one Torah when it comes to Zevach Shelamim, wherever you're bringing them. On Bama Gedola, Bama Ketana, La'asot Zeman, Bama Ketana, Kezman Bama Gedola. Rashi on the bottom says, on the Amud Bet, you want to knock off these Rashis, so read them all. Ma'ofot. Tamut v'zakrut be'ofot. Right. You don't need zakhar and you don't need tamut. Tamut means it. Pigur. Good. Which means, bottom line, in that pasuk that says Torah ziva zilach. I mean, what was the Torah that was mentioned over there? Or the laws? Pigul, zman, v'had is tarich.
V'had is tarich
l'rabuinu.
Mishum da'ata b'myan av. V'halan isaref, v'yotze isaref. V'lo yisol ba zman.
Right. Why do I need a pasuk? Because I would have said, what are you talking about? Maybe only where there's yotzeh, there's a law of lan. But where there's no yotzeh, namely by the bama, there's no deen of lan. And that's a reason to say no deen. That's why I need the pasuk to come along and say, no, don't think that. That's what she's saying over here. V'hadis lik l'rabinu, mishum da'atim b'nyan av. I would have brought a b'nyan av that I brought on the Amud Rishon. And say what? Da'alan yisaref. That only where there's lan yisaref, by yotze yisaref. Dafka where there's yotze yisaref, there's lan yisaref. But efor she's in Yotze Yisarev, namely by the Bama, there's no din of Yotze. So there's no lam. Kama shvalan the pasuk, yes. La'asot zeman, b'makad da'ag ma'ag da'vada. Yeah, each one according to its time. The Todah is what? One night. And Shlemim is 2 nights, or 2 days and 1 night. Oh, now Todah, it's learned from Notar, I'm sorry, it's learned from Pigul, Megizra Shava. Which means, how do you learn all these laws from? It says, it has one law. So now we know there's one law, but they learn from Gezirah Shavot. You have a Gezirah Shavah of Notar, is learned from Pigul, with a Gezirah Shavah Avon Avon, and Tameh is learned from a different parasha, so each one is learned accordingly. Hadran, Alach, Parat, Hatat, Uslik, Ala, Masechet, Zevachim, Hadran, Alach, Masechet, Zevachim, Hadrach, Alan, דתן עלך מסכת זבחים ודתך עלן לן דשם מנח מסכת זבחים ודת דשם מנן לבעל מהדן ולבעל מהדעתי ירסום לפניך אדנו היה להרוד אבותינו שתהה תורתך אמנותינו בעל המזה ותהה אמנו עולם הבא חנה בר פפה, רמין בר פפה רמם בר פפה, חי בר פפה אבא מורי בר פפה, רפרם בר פפה רכיש בר פפה, סולחה בר פפה אדר בר פפה, דרו בר פפה ערבנו אדנו היה להרוד חבפינו שוות המחבד יסבני אנחנו ססאנו, 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 ששמת על כן משווה בית המדרש, לא שמת על כן משווה קרנות, שהמשקיעים הם משקיעים, אנו משקיעים בדברי תורה, והם משקיעים בדברים בטלים, אנו מאמינים ומאמינים, אנו מקבלים שכר רבנים ומקבלים שכר, אנשים ומנסים, אנשים לחיים על הבא, ומנסים ושחד. שנאמר, ואתה נתון לידם ושחד, אנשי דמים מה לא יעשו ימיהם, ואני אפתח בך גיל אסון, וכמה אלוהי כשם, שעזרתנו לסיים מסכת צבחים, כן, תעזרנו להתחיל מסכתות וספרים אחרים לסיימם, ללמוד ולמד, לשמור ולעשות וקיים, כל בית עמודך בהבא, זכור כל התנאים ורעים תמיד החמים, יעמוד לנו. זרענו זרענו, תמוד אותם ופינו, פי זרענו. זה זרענו את העולם תקיים בנו, ותלכה תלכה אותך, שובך תשמור עליך, וכניסותה היא תשיחך, כי בי ירבו ימיך לשוק חדשות חיים, אור יחימים מבינה, שמור שבכם אדומה זמו ייתן, אדומה יברך את עמו בשלום, קדיש הישראל.
יתקדה ויתקדה שמר הבא, בעם הדברך ויותה גדים, וחותה ושמח ורקרב וקרב, בחיים יחום.